I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Now the jury decides closing arguments and early deliberations in the Zimmerman trial and defense attorney Mark O'Mara's stunning allegation. This trial is only happening, he says, because of a racially loaded smear campaign by the Martin family lawyer. Let's get started.
Defense attorney Mark O'Mara began his closing argument by reminding jurors the prosecution had to prove its case against George Zimmerman and pointed out the prosecutor's own words lacked conviction.
How many could have been's have you heard from the state in this case? How many what ifs?
Then Mark O'Mara said he would do what he was not obligated to do, prove his client innocent. What followed was a three-hour summation using a soft-spoken, matter-of-fact style, but not without some courtroom theatrics of his own.
If I were to walk in today, let's say, and I just as an example, walked in, like this. Just walked in the courtroom as a lawyer, you would just have an impression. What in God's name is he doing with his sunglasses on? And who does he think he is? You might have an impression of George Zimmerman. Senator Zimmerman. You might have an impression of him because he's sitting at the defense table. And that maybe, as we talked about, he's not just a citizen accused, but maybe he is a defendant. Maybe he has something he has to defend.
O'Mara asked the jury not to judge Zimmerman by their first impression, but to instead use common sense.
And if it hasn't been proven, as the instruction tells you, it's just not there. Can't connect the dots for the state attorney's office.
It may have taken 3 hours for O'Mara to deliver his argument to the jury, but part of those 3 hours was just pure silence.
We're going to sit tight, and we're not going to talk.
4 minutes of silence ticking by to show the jury the length of time he said Martin had to escape after he spotted George Zimmerman watching him.
That's how long Trayvon Martin had to run. About 4 minutes.
Instead of running, O'Mara said Martin decided to confront Zimmerman that night, and he used a 3D animation that shows Martin punching Zimmerman in the nose.
There's the shot to the nose, we contend.
A repeated tactic by O'Mara in the courtroom, outright disbelief at the prosecution's case.
Seriously? Really? Really? Come on. Really? I almost wish that the verdict had guilty, not guilty, and completely innocent. Because I would ask you to check for that one.
The prosecution delivered a strongly worded rebuttal, saying Trayvon Martin's blood is on George Zimmerman's hands.
That child had every right to be afraid of a strange man following him. First in his car, and then on foot. And did that child not have the right to defend himself from that strange man?
A child, according to the prosecution, but a dangerous teenager, according to the defense.
But that's cement. That is a sidewalk. And that is not an unarmed teenager with nothing but Skittles trying to get home. And the suggestion by the state that that's not a weapon, that that can't hurt somebody, that that can't cause great bodily injury, is disgusting.
Martin Savage, CNN, Sanford, Florida.